Close plus, close, casual plus and casual, the ever-widening net of contact categories in Auckland's COVID-19 response is stirring up confusion. As officials try to contain Auckland's community cluster, a larger proportion of the city is being asked to stay at home and get at least one test. Katie Todd reports.
An evening shopping trip has ground life to a halt for more than 1,200 shoppers. Anyone who visited Kmart and Botany last Friday or Saturday evening has been instructed to isolate for 2 weeks and get two COVID tests after one of the recent cases worked there. At first they were deemed casual plus contacts, but last night they got an upgrade to close. Now, if they start displaying symptoms, members of their household have to stay home too. And one tab of the Ministry of Health website suggests they get three tests. At the packed community testing centre in Botany today, people were heeding the calls to get a swab, but were largely unclear on the specifics.
Why are you guys getting a test?
Because I went to Kmart.
Do you now know what kind of contact you are?
Close contact, I think.
Because I was in Kmart on the 19th of February.
So do you know what kind of contact you're now classified as?
Casual plus.
So you're actually a close contact now.
Okay.
It's unclear if there are more contacts from Kmart Botany. The 1,200 that have come forward contacted the Ministry of Health directly. Kmart hasn't answered questions about how many customers visited the store during the exposure events or if it was working with the Ministry of Health to track them down. It's also unclear what happens to customers who visited on Sunday or those who bought click and collect orders. They don't fall into Ministry of Health contact categories, but the Unite Against COVID-19 social media page has advised some to isolate for 2 weeks. However, Auckland University Associate Professor Dr. Susie Wiles reckons the new categories are a good move, but the messaging needs to be more clear.
The thing that is a little confusing is, you know, when you've got different people giving different advice, but, you know, you can get human error happening all the time. I'm not surprised people are confused.
She suggests anyone unsure should get in touch with Healthline. Kmart's management team in Australia confirmed staff who worked with the recent case are isolating. The Ministry of Health says 8 out of 15 staff, now considered close plus contacts, have already returned negative tests. First Union Retail spokesperson Tali Williams says it's been frightening for those staff.
There is a lot of nervousness right now because people are still in that unknown, you know, what does it mean for me? And we have communicated to the company some of the concerns coming from staff, such as what does the deep clean look like? What does it mean if I'm in the at-risk category? And we're just communicating with Kmart about those problems. And generally we're hearing back from them in a positive way.
As for the cluster's hotspot, Papatoetoe High School, the second series of tests in 2 weeks is well underway. Principal Vaughan Quio is feeling positive after a large number of students turned out for retesting in the first 24 hours, with negative results coming through quickly.
There are 185 people yet to return a test. That means they've yet to have one, or they've had one and the result hasn't been processed through yet and linked to our role. Which is a great number to get down to, given that we were starting with somewhere around 1,500.
Susie Wiles feels there's enough contact tracing, testing and isolation capacity to keep up with the latest cases and avoid any move up the alert levels. For Checkpoint, call Katie Todd, CNA.